This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israelis today are bracing for Palestinian reprisal attacks following yesterday's assassination of Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. The normally busy streets of Jerusalem were nearly empty last night, and Israeli forces are on high alert. Hamas leaders have promised a bloody revenge for the killing of Yassin. Other armed Palestinian factions say they too will retaliate. Israeli leaders defended the killing as part of a long-term strategy to weaken terrorist groups. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza City. Peter, what's the mood in Gaza today?
Well, it's tempered somewhat from the outrage seen here yesterday. There were a lot of explosions last night. Palestinian mortars and rockets launched at Israeli targets. They did no damage, but did prompt Israeli tanks to move into the northern Gaza Strip. I'd say in general there is an anticipation here still that the killing of Ahmed Yassin will spark new efforts to kill Israelis. Basically, the Palestinians who are sick of the violence and just want a negotiated settlement are pushed to the background again, and the hardliners who favor bloodshed are on the rise.
So Israel will be on high security alert for some time?
I think it will. An Israeli police commander told Israel's Army Radio today that he expects a rough few weeks, maybe as much as a month to come, both because of this Yassin killing and the upcoming Passover holiday. It was a Passover suicide bombing in 2002 that sparked the huge Israeli military offensive that saw the reoccupation of most West Bank cities. But there's more than just defense going on here. Officials in the Sharon government say it's not just Ahmed Yassin, but the entire Hamas leadership that's targeted for killing. Most speculation here right now is focusing on people like Abdelaziz Rantisi, one of the most hardline Hamas leaders, as well as Mahmoud al-Zahar and perhaps Ismail Haniyeh.
Are the Israeli people supporting the killing of Yassin?
By and large, yes. An overnight poll showed about 60% supported the assassination, although an even greater majority believe it will cause more terrorist attacks in the short term. As one Israeli columnist wrote today, quote, "Did he deserve to die? Of course he did. The question is whether we, that is Israeli civilians, deserve it." Israeli security analysts, they tend to dismiss this whole question of increased motivation for terrorist groups. They think the only limiting factor is their capacity to strike, which is reduced but not eliminated by the Israeli military occupation. They also reject this idea that Yassin or Ismail Abu Shanab, who was killed earlier, represented the moderate wing of Hamas. Hamas has never recognized Israel, to have the state of Israel, let alone the West Bank or Gaza. That puts them off the charts for Israelis to begin with. So this school of thought argues that the increase in short-term attacks is not significant and there may be long-term benefits.
And Palestinians seem to believe this will lead to a sharp increase in violence.
Well, they do. Gazans today are reading about a wave of protest across the Arab world and elsewhere. They are now expecting armed groups from around the Arab and Muslim world to take a much bigger role in attacks against Israelis. That remains to be seen. There were some skirmishes by Hezbollah along the northern border with Lebanon. But Israelis say, yes, they are on alert for more such efforts.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Gaza City.